I'm Florence from Dry Cleaning.
And I'm Lewis from Dry Cleaning, and we're taking over Pop Filter this week. Track's called Found the Job by Talking Heads. I'm a massive Talking Heads fan. I think a lot of us are. We saw David Byrne do American Utopia about a year and a half ago.
Who knows?
In the past, post-pandemic, pre-now, we saw David Byrne perform American Utopia in New York, and it was incredible. I think a lot of us cried. I've watched it online in the pandemic, and I cried watching it because of just missing live music. He's incredible. He's incredible with lyrics. I like how this song is from an album called More Songs About Buildings and Food. Is it that way around? Yeah. And it kind of is that. It's a very danceable song that's very about not a lot. And I like singing along to bland music is great. It's very kind of almost like Seinfeld. It's like it's about nothing. The chorus, main chorus line is like, "Is it Judy's in the bedroom?" And it kind of sound could be like maybe it's like sexual, but no, she's just working in her bedroom. Yeah. Judy's in the bedroom, inventing situations. Bob is on the street today, scouting up locations. I'm a huge Tina Weymouth fan, who's the bass player in Talking Heads, like huge. And Chris Brent, her partner, who's also the drummer in the band. There was also in Tom Tom Club, which is a very heavily sampled outfit. I dream about her coming to one of our shows one day. That'd be so good. Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you. Definitely into a rhythm section, and a lot of what I listen to and a lot of what I'm influenced by over the years kind of goes with that. I guess it comes back to the spoken word. There's a lot of good rhythmic music that goes with spoken word, I think, because spoken word allows lots of rhythm play when we're in the studio and when we're writing. Sometimes I can't hear Florence's vocal based on where we're rehearsing, because the PA could be rubbish, or it could be a loud room. We could be rehearsing our friend's venue, which is under a railway arch, or in my parents' old tiny garage. And so sometimes you're only picking up on rhythm, and you kind of play against Florence's rhythm. And I think it allows a lot more freedom, but also restricts in some ways. But it's like you play against rhythm in a more interesting way than someone singing. I think there's less rhythm in singing. Yeah. But incredible rhythm section, and yeah, just a big fan of David Byrne's play with lyrics. I guess he's maybe Talking Heads was one of the first artists who I listened to who were more interesting lyrically, less kind of like straight up songy songwriting. The whole album is kind of quite bland lyrically, but intentionally, yeah, he's an interesting character.
Scene. We've heard it many times. 1978 veröffentlicht auf dem Album More Songs About Buildings and Food. Das ist Found a Job von David Byrne und seiner Band Talking Heads. Ein Song, den Louis Maynard von Dry Cleaning besonders gerne mag. Die Assoziation zur Serie Seinfeld übrigens, die hat Louis vermutlich auch deswegen, weil es im Song darum geht, wie Judy und Bob eine Sitcom schreiben. Das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen geht's weiter mit der nächsten Songempfehlung der britischen Band Dry Cleaning. Die übernehmen diese Woche und ich kann euch versprechen, da kommt noch einiges an interessantem Songmaterial auf euch zu. Mein Name ist Jess Hughes und ich sage ciao, bis morgen.